This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is planning to make a major address on continuing military aid to Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Biden revealed he will soon be making a big speech about Ukraine.
I'm going to make the argument that it's overwhelmingly in the interest of the United States of America that Ukraine succeed.
Some House Republicans oppose spending more American money for Ukraine to fight off the Russians. Biden told reporters that worries him, but he is confident enough lawmakers in both parties support Ukraine. He also said, without elaborating, there is another means by which the government may be able to find funding for the Ukrainians. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The race to replace ousted U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy took shape on Wednesday as Steve Scalise, the chamber's number two Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Joe Biden, said that they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle. Morocco, Spain, and Portugal have been named hosts of the 2030 Soccer World Cup, while Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay will host the opening matches to mark the tournament's centenary, the world soccer body FIFA said in a surprise announcement on Wednesday.
In 2030, we'll have a unique global footprint. Three continents, Africa, Europe, South America, six countries, Argentina, Morocco, Paraguay, Portugal, Spain, and Uruguay welcoming and uniting the world while celebrating together the beautiful game.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino.